darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 32. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jacob. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The theologian C.S. Lewis, you may have heard of him before, C.S. Lewis once famously said this, "I didn't go to religion to make me happy. I always knew a bottle of port, that is wine, would do that. If you want a religion to make you feel really, really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity." Now, what C.S. Lewis rightly understood was that when a person becomes a Christian, when they become a Christian, the real battle begins. Dear friends, many people wrongly believe that when a person is baptized and converted, that they can then take it easy, like someone who has arrived in a safe harbor after a stormy voyage, as if the soul is forever safe and never in fear of a shipwreck. "I am a Christian. I no longer struggle. Let's go and fly a kite. All is well." While it is true that there is rest in Christ, that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, while we are in Christ, there is peace from the present and future wrath of God. This rest does not mean that there is rest from ongoing struggle. That is to say, it is somewhat misleading to speak of Christianity in a way to imply that Christians do not experience scrapes and bruises and bumps. For when we are baptized and when we are converted, the real struggle actually begins. Now, if we were baptized, converted, and taken unto Jesus immediately to heaven, it would be true that the Christian life is without struggle. However, after baptism and conversion, we Christians live this life in the veil of tears. We live this life underneath the sun. We are not immediately zapped to heaven, but we remain in the here and the now. This means that as we live this life in the veil of tears, we continue to live with the constant struggle against our sinful nature. The struggle to put to death, yes, to put to death whatever belongs to the old Adam. Furthermore, we are continually attacked. We're attacked by the world and the devil. This means that if we do not continue to battle against these great adversaries, we risk falling under their control and all is lost. Even though we struggle against the sinful nature and the world and the devil, there is yet another struggle that has not yet been mentioned for us. This struggle is rather difficult for us to accept and embrace. The struggle that I speak of is God Himself. Yes, this other struggle is a struggle with God Himself, a holy anguish, if you will. We actually see this struggle with God, this holy anguish, in our Old Testament reading from this morning, our Old Testament reading from the book of Genesis. In our Old Testament reading, we hear about Jacob wrestling with God. Jacob is returning home after 20 years of being away. Then one night, Jacob is confronted by not just any ordinary man, but the Lord of glory, God Himself. Long story short, they wrestled down in the dirt, fighting all night long, ultimately resulting in the Lord blessing Jacob. In other words, in our Old Testament reading, we hear about God dealing rather crudely with Jacob. It could be stated that the Lord was just playing around with Jacob. However, to Jacob, it was much more than just mere play. It was anguish. For starters, Jacob did not know at first who he was wrestling with. He did not know the outcome of that wrestling match. His face was obviously scraped up from the rough earth, and his hip was eventually put out of joint. Now, what does all this mean for us? The answer is that, like Jacob, the Christian will experience holy anguish. You will experience holy anguish, wrestling matches with God from time to time. Jacob did it physically, whereas you and I will experience this wrestling with God when God uses different circumstances of life to put our faces into the ground and to figuratively put our hips out of joint. To rephrase this, contrary to what Jacob may have thought at the time, the Lord wanted to make Jacob a fighter, to teach him tenacity and faithfulness. Jacob was already God's child of the promise. He had already spoken with God and received God's assurance. Jacob, he indeed had that promise of God. But he still had fear. So God came. He came to wrestle with him, to wrestle with Jacob, and drive out fear and gift him faith. And like God coming to wrestle with Jacob, God comes to you and me, not to destroy us, but to train and strengthen us in the faith. So He gives you, and He gives me, these holy anguishes. It is sometimes difficult to discern whether our anguish comes from the flaming arrows of the devil, or the mocking voice of the world, or the self-centered sinful nature, or from God Himself. Regardless of the source, though, regardless of the source of our anguish, the better question for us to ask this morning is, what does this anguish serve? Dear friends, the devil tries to kill and steal and destroy your faith and mine. The world attempts to pull us into its blowing winds of vanity. The sinful flesh endeavors to turn us selfishly inward. The Lord, He disciplines us, He refines us, and He presses in upon us. This can all come about in the forms of affliction, poverty and sickness, death, disgrace, misfortune, and darkness of the soul. It can feel like we are all alone and that even God is not treating us like His beloved children, but rather an enemy. Regardless of the source of affliction, all these afflictions, they actually serve the same goal. That goal is to run you and to run me back the other way to the security and confidence in the Lord. Yes, all of these afflictions and this holy anguish are meant to actually drive us back to the Lord's Word and His sacraments. The Word, baptism, the bread and the wine, which are all for you. So, my dear friends, So, my dear friends, blessed Zion Lutheran Church. So when the devil comes at you and he tries to kill and steal and destroy your faith, run back to Christ and confess, I belong to Jesus and he belongs to me. I am baptized. Go back to hell where you belong, evil one. You cannot devour me. I will not fear you. I am a Christian. When the floaty and the empty ideologies of the world attempt to sweep you into their falsehoods, run back to Christ, Zion Lutheran Church. Run back to Christ and his word and confess, I am not so easily enticed by your blind speculations and floaty, unrealistic desires, O world, for I am captive to the word of God. And when your sinful flesh hungers and thirsts for that which is sin, run back to Christ, make the sign of the cross, and confess, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And when the Lord disciplines you, and when he refines you, when you are experiencing holy anguish, even if the Lord should cast you into the depths of hell and place you in the midst of devils, you shall believe and know that you are saved because you have been baptized, you have been absolved, and you have received the pledge of salvation, the body and the blood of the Lord in the Holy Supper. Dear baptized saints, are you experiencing trials? Are you experiencing temptations and pain and fear and afflictions and worry and loneliness and darkness and hell and evil and discipline and refinement and misfortune? If so, here is Christ for you, for your forgiveness, for you in his word. Here is Christ for you in the true body and the true blood, for your blessing, for your forgiveness, for your comfort and your strength, so that you may know that the Lord is with you. Dear baptized saints, when trials and these temptations and pain and fear and afflictions and worry and darkness and hell and evil and discipline and refinement, misfortune and disgrace, when they come at you, you as the afflicted shall live by faith. Faith clings to Christ and his gifts which are for you today. From this faith, we see and we receive Christ in the midst of everything that comes at us in life. And from this faith, we see the righteousness of Christ that is ours, that is yours. And hope is renewed. Hope is renewed in the coming glory of the kingdom. Dear baptized saints, your flesh and your heart may fail. Your lives may go upside down. Your bones may get brittle, afflictions may come and go, holy anguish may press down upon you and release, the flaming arrows may fly high or they may fly low. However, the Lord is the strength of your hearts and is indeed 100% yours forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.